Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 28, 2020. I'm George Henry. There are no new deaths to report due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but Oregon numbers continue to be high around the state. In Lane County, there are currently 458 confirmed and presumptive cases, with 38,841 tests having been conducted. One new case has been added to the 97439 zip code numbers, but details are not currently available on the latest edition. That brings the total number for the Florence-Mapleton-Dune City area to 18. Multnomah and Washington counties continue to be the hotbed for new cases, with 119 new ones for Multnomah and 61 for Washington. Umatilla has also seen 47 new cases. The official OHA page lists 8 new cases for Lane County. However, their reporting numbers tend to differ slightly from Lane County Public Health, likely due to the time reporting is submitted. Governor Kate Brown will be holding a press event today to discuss the new COVID-19 health and safety metrics for school districts. Siuslaw School District, along with other districts across the state, are developing plans for the upcoming school year, and those plans could be subject to change as the Oregon Department of Education and the Oregon Health Authority look at how the virus is currently spreading. According to the Office of the Governor, there will likely be some sort of distance learning incorporated to the fall semester, but to what extent that will happen has not yet been determined. The Oregon Department of Parks and Recreation are seeing a huge rise in numbers along the Oregon coast. Without the regularly scheduled activities of summer, people are opting to get outdoors, according to OPRD spokesperson Chris Havel. Outdoor activities like camping and hiking are seeing a record boost similar to holiday numbers, though campers are finding it difficult to find available spaces. The overcrowding is causing campers to camp in areas that are not official campgrounds, which can be devastating to vegetation. About 3 in 10 are not finding traditional camping areas, according to OPRD. Officials say that the coronavirus is fueling the exodus to the coast. Spread of the virus is believed to be less in outdoor environments. Summertime can be difficult for your pets. The Oregon Coast Humane Society reminds individuals with pets that leaving a pet in a car can be dangerous even in 70-degree weather. Charles Brown, executive director of the OCHS, says that even cracking the window and parking in the shade may not be enough to keep the temperature from rapidly rising in the car. A 70-degree day can mean 90 degrees inside the vehicle. Older pets and pets with thick, dark coats are more susceptible to overheating. Brown says that if you see a pet in distress in a vehicle, be sure to call the Florence police before taking action to help the animal, as you can be held accountable for damages if your actions are deemed unnecessary to help the pet. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 28, 2020.